It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Congress appears to have a deal in place to pass a funding bill and limit a partial shutdown to a short term if it all gets voted through. But there's a big asterisk on that plan, funding for Homeland Security. As of now, the agreement would just extend Homeland Security funding for a couple weeks, with more negotiations on the way. This comes after Democrats and some top Republicans have raised concern about immigration enforcement in Minneapolis and elsewhere, and called for stricter oversight after VA nurse Alex Preddy was shot and killed by federal agents last weekend. Earlier this week, we heard from Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson on immigration enforcement and the funding bill. Now we hear from Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin. I talked to her yesterday before the reported deal was reached about what it would take to get her to support a Homeland Security funding plan. We've got a lot of movement as we're talking now trying to get this funding bill passed. The Department of Homeland Security funding is the key sticking point. One of the arguments is, should it be voted on separately? Make the case for stripping this out from the other five parts of this legislation and considering it on its own.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's very clear that ICE and the Department of Homeland Security are out of control, and they need to be reined in, and we need to add accountability measures to the Department of Homeland Security funding bill for the year, fiscal year 2026. We have seen two U.S. citizens killed in the last month. Mother Renee Good, an ICU VA nurse, Alex Preddy. And it is clear that this is a rogue agency that is operating without accountability, and that needs to change. And we have the opportunity, because the Department of Homeland Security bill, among others, is before us right now. And the other bills are bipartisan, well-constructed, and should be passed right away. And it's up to my Republican colleagues to allow us to pull out the Department of Homeland Security bill. They should agree with us on these common sense accountability measures, and we can move forward from there. So that's what we're doing right now.
Setting the procedure aside for a moment, what are those accountability measures that would get you to voting yes on Homeland Security funding?
Well, there are so many that are necessary right now, but let me put them in some broader categories. I believe we have to put an end to these roving patrols. Think about what ICE's mission is. I mean, I think Americans agreed with Trump that we should get hardened criminals, dangerous criminals who are here undocumented, under arrest and out of the country. But we are seeing ICE and other federal agents behave in a much broader way. They're just combing the streets, going door to door, outside our schools. It is well out of control. And so stopping the roving patrols would be a major step. Instead, they should be getting warrants, having targeted arrests, working with local law enforcement around those operations. Second, masks off, cameras on. They should not be disguising themselves. Think about the standards that local law enforcement have to achieve. They have to have a name badge on. They have to have a marked car. Those masks need to come off. They need to identify themselves, what agency they're with, and then body cameras on, so that we can have record and accountability of what these agents are doing in our streets. And lastly, a code of conduct and ethics and accountability. Every law enforcement agency at the local and state level are subject to a code of conduct. They have to be trained adequately. And there's a way to complain and have your complaint heard if they overreach. And so all of these are sort of the areas in which we need to get accountability and rein in this rogue agency right now that is wreaking havoc and killing U.S. citizens.
I talked to your Wisconsin Republican Senate colleague Ron Johnson earlier this week. He opposed the idea of removing this piece of legislation from the wider package. I asked him what he thought would happen if DHS funding was voted on separately. Here's a listen.
then DHS would not be funded. This is just continuation of the defund police movement. Again, President Biden, Democrats opened up the borders, allowed millions of people to flood in this country, including criminals, the human sex drug traffickers. I mean, allowed, resulting in these rapes and murders. And now the very agency tasked with cleaning up that enormous Democrat-created mess, they want to defund.
So separating out Homeland Security funding, he is skeptical that there would be any funding, that you would allow anything to pass.
Listen, when I hear that from Ron Johnson, it strikes me as similar to what we heard from people like Secretary Kristi Noem after the killing of Alex Pretty. Just moving the narrative to where they want it to fit their operation here. Look, this agency is out of control. It's gone completely rogue. Alex Pretty grew up in Wisconsin. He attended Green Bay Preble High School. He should not be dead right now at the hands of the Department of Homeland Security and ICE agents and Border Patrol agents. This has to be brought under control. And frankly, it's Republicans' choice. They can either join us in adding accountability measures to this important piece of legislation, the Department of Homeland Security appropriations bill for fiscal year 2026, or they can call for a shutdown. But our accountability measures that we're proposing right now are common sense. And I can tell you that the vast majority of Americans support them. And I have never gotten more calls from constituents in Wisconsin than over the past 4 days since Alex Pretty was killed by ICE and Border Patrol agents.
We're talking to Wisconsin Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Senator Baldwin, in those fatal shootings by border enforcement officials, what would you like to see now when it comes to investigating those particular incidents?
Yeah, one of the things that is so critical in accountability is independent investigations. And we have seen instance after instance where Homeland Security has said, nope, we're going to investigate this ourselves. We're going to do an inside job. We're going to have ICE investigate ICE. We're not going to share evidence or the access to the crime scene with local law enforcement. We are fencing them out. This is absolutely unacceptable. In Wisconsin, if there is an officer involved shooting, it is investigated by an outside agency, usually initiated by our state Department of Justice. That's standard operating procedure, and that needs to be the standard operating procedure for the Department of Homeland Security and their armed agents that have been fanned out across the United States, but really surged into Minneapolis, St. Paul in recent weeks.
When it comes to this funding bill for the Department of Homeland Security, you're calling for accountability measures. The agency got a big boost in funding in last year's big reconciliation bill. Are you and your colleagues looking to trim back any of that funding at this point?
I would definitely like to see that reallocated and have joined colleagues in a measure that would redirect that to local law enforcement efforts. You know, the COPS program for many years has helped local police departments be able to hire more folks, have them in their neighborhoods. And that's exactly where I think those funds should be directed, not to this rogue agency.
One thing that hasn't got as much attention, the ACLU found that the Department of Homeland Security has bought access to large amounts of highly sensitive location data harvested from people's cell phones, things that they would, if they went through government channels, have to get warrants to do. Washington Post has a report today on extensive surveillance technology that could target immigrants of various statuses and citizens alike. Do you have concerns? Do you want to see more oversight of how ICE and other agencies are using those kind of resources?
Yeah, since the very beginning of this administration, we've seen countless instances of our private data being collected, surveilled, et cetera. This is yet another one on top of, for example, Doge securing personally identifying information from agencies like the IRS and Social Security. This takes it one step higher. It really is of great concern to me to see our government spying on our citizens. That should not be permitted. I hope my Republican colleagues will join me in a full investigation of what data is being collected and what the government is doing with it.
One of the arguments from the Trump administration is that they need a large ICE and CBP presence in a place like Minneapolis because state and local authorities aren't cooperating enough with federal immigration enforcement. Do you think there's a case to be made there?
I think it's just the converse. There has been little to no communication from ICE with local law enforcement, with state law enforcement, and they come in and seemingly take over. Again, this is an agency that has gone rogue. They've killed two U.S. citizens in Minneapolis. And the idea that you would be pointing fingers the other way, I think is just this administration continuing in its gaslighting tradition.
Senator Baldwin, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Wisconsin Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. I talked to her yesterday about ICE presence in Minnesota, federal funding for the Department of Homeland Security, and the possibility of a government shutdown. Since then, a tentative deal has been reached on funding, but a long-term plan would still need to be reached for Homeland Security funding. We heard from Republican Senator Ron Johnson about these topics on the show earlier this week. You can listen back to that or any of our other conversations at WPR.org/WisconsinToday.